All right, as promised, we are joined right now by a former NFL quarterback, a quarterback consultant, founder of QB Summit. Players he's worked with include Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Drew Luck, Locke, Joe Burrow. This year's class includes Trevor Lawrence, Brady White, and Shane Bouchel. We've got a few moments with Jordan Palmer. Jordan, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you, Jordan. So let me just jump right into this. I want to ask you about Trevor Lawrence. There was an interesting piece in SI recently where he said, quote, "I don't have this huge chip on my shoulder. Everybody's out to get me, and I'm trying to prove everybody wrong," end of quote. Personally, Jordan, I really, really like that response. For some guys, it works to have made-up criticisms and to keep putting chips on their shoulders. But if that's not who you are, is there any point in doing it just because other people expect it?
No, not at all. I think so much about this game and this position, more importantly. And then when you talk about the upper echelon of guys, you know, the top couple players in the league or the top couple picks in this draft class, you know, any year, a word that never gets thrown around in the media, and I don't hear it thrown around a lot in the scouting circles either, but it's huge in the locker room, is authenticity. How authentic are you? Are you a fraud? Is this for show? Is this for the gram? Or are you just being true and honest to who you are? And the great ones I've been around are really authentic, even if they rub people the wrong way, even if they speak their mind and not everybody loves it, or if they speak their mind and they're just being honest that they don't need the same motivation that the people around them need to be motivated. And I think that's what's happened here with Trevor. Is he's incredibly honest and authentic. It's pretty hard to knock somebody. I think his record in high school and college is like 86-4. So it's pretty hard for some reader of a magazine to point out and say, well, that's not going to work. And a guy that he's so sure of himself and confident that, you know, he's just kind of laying it out there. Look, this is how I tick, and this is what's worked for me. And I don't think anybody who reads that and says he's not internally motivated or that's not enough for him to be great, that's their own opinion. And it's why he's had the career he's had. And they haven't.
I think that's an awesome response. I love that, that if you're authentic, you're not doing it for the show or quote the gram. Another word, Jordan Palmer, my guest, you mentioned authenticity. Also, another word you just mentioned right there is confidence. You've made the point that for a quarterback to have success in the NFL, it takes more than just physical talent. You need to have not only confidence, but true confidence in yourself and maturity. So how would you rank him when it comes to confidence and maturity?
He's got plenty of both. I mean, from a maturity standpoint, I don't like to answer, you know, rank guys or here's what I think about this guy based off my personal interactions. I'd rather just do it off what the data says, right? So for him, he's 86-4. If I'm off, I'm off by a game or two. And from a maturity standpoint, look, this guy really actually this offseason, by the way, came in as a true freshman and went undefeated and won a national title, right? And then the sophomore year backs that up big way. And the only game he lost was to, you know, Joe Burrow's historic year. But really this offseason, he really started the let us play movement. You know, people forget because of the, you know, the way what's been going on in the world. We forget the origin of last football season. And I'm not talking about college. I'm talking about football at every level. And it started in college with the let us play movement. And I know that the NFL was watching to see how the NCAA was going to handle the pandemic. And he really used his platform to start the let us play movement. Then, and the irony of that, Jim, if there's one player in this draft class that did not need to play football this year and would not have had his draft stock affected, I think 100 out of 100 people would agree that it's Trevor Lawrence. So the irony there is thick. The second thing is when George Floyd died, he used his platform to really put himself out there and help unite and help with social injustice. So again, uses his platform to do that. He just got married. He went through that whole thing. So just the maturity of how he's handled situations – situations he's never handled before, but he handled them as if he had already, that shows me maturity. It kind of doesn't matter what I personally think. That's just what I've seen and we've all seen. And then on the confidence side of things, you just don't, you know, they're the top recruits in the country. Every year there's a kid who's the top recruit in the country. Not all of them end up going number one overall. And so this kid has managed the expectations because of how authentic and confident he is. And then he's had these three great years of college football. And now here he is stepping into the league. He knows what he's going into, and he's in a position where I think he knows what he needs to work on and knows what he has that's going to translate to the game, and that confidence is going to show on Sundays.
Great, great stuff. Jordan Palmer joining us. Jordan, before you go, and I wish we had more time, but before you go, I want to ask you about Shane Buechele, somebody else you're working with this year. You recently had a really interesting Instagram post where you wrote, quote, "He's raising the bar in terms of what a dude in his early 20s can teach a guy in his mid-30s, end of quote. That's really interesting to me. How would you describe him as a quarterback, and what have you learned from him?
You know, Shane is a guy that, I don't know what round he's going to get drafted. I don't really care. I think he's going to play 12 to 15 years, and if there was a place I could put a bet on that, I would. This is the type of guy, his balance of just being, like, kind and a caring person, which I know a couple listeners right now are going, what the heck is this guy talking about with quarterback? The balance of that, but also competitiveness, where he is just not going to lose anything to anybody, basketball, baseball, chip shots, goalposts, anything, that balance is very unique. And so you get a guy who's not afraid to be kind and caring and ask you how you're doing and care, but at the same time, he's not interested in losing at all. You know, he's a high draft pick baseball player. His father played forever in the majors. His uncles did too. Started as a true freshman, broke Colt McCoy's freshman quarterback records at Texas. Transfers because it kind of got ripped from his hands. And this guy, you know, he got benched for Sam Ellinger. And then when Sam got hurt in two different games, one game he went 10 for 10, the other game he went 9 for 10. So just coming off the bench after being benched and just walking back in and balling, transfers to a school and breaks all the records. You know, he's 6'1", and he ran a 4.8, and all the measurables are going to say, whatever. But I'm just telling you, this guy is he's a Chase Daniel, Case Keenum type guy where you're going to go, man, this guy's still playing? Or he's going to end up starting somewhere, and you're going to go, man, this guy became a starter? And so it's been a blast to be around that guy and watch a guy go through his journey with his mindset. And these kids, Jim, I'm telling you, these kids at 20 and 21 are getting more and more mature every single year.
Such good stuff. Former NFL quarterback. He is a quarterback consultant, founder of QB Summit. And again, this year's class includes Trevor Lawrence, Brady White, Shane Buechele. Jordan, I wish we had more time, but literally this particular show is ending right now. So I'll take what I can get. Great to have you back, Jordan. Thanks so much. Hope we can do it again soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Good job.